Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And you guys got an encore performance yesterday, but we're going to do something live today because a few things slightly changed for me. So joining us once again from the hurricane-ravaged state of Florida, from Combat Speed LLC, it is Super Dave Harrington. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, just fine, Mr. Bill.
You put your deflector shields up, and that helped, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did, man. Of course, you know, when you do stuff like that, you're never really going to know if it helped or not, but I didn't have to dig any projectiles out of the wall when the storm was passed.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's always a good thing.
Yeah, all in all, this may sound harsh if you're not from an area where the weather can be life-threatening. I hate it for Fort Myers that the storm turned and crashed them like it did.
Right.
But I, at the same time, on the flip side of the coin, you know, I can't only be happy it wasn't us.
Right.
You know, I'm glad it was them. I can't say I'm glad it was them. I'm just glad it wasn't us.
Right.
It had to be somebody.
Right.
You know, so we dodged the bullet again.
That's good.
Tampa Bay's known for that, being fairly lucky with the hurricane situation.
Good deal. So
what do you got, man? What do you got? What are you thinking?
So I've been making a lot of noise here lately about having adopted and solely adopted the SIG P320 platform. And there are a few revelations out there. And right now I have one SIG remaining, but I the other SIG, and the SIG that I do have remaining is a gun that I'm never going to sell because of the stuff that I've done to it.
Right. Okay.
And because it is very shootable, but it had to have something. I had to send it to SIG to get a little work done to it in order for it to be fully shootable, because a SIG centric problem occurred, and it had to do with the fouling up of the FCU. And when I tried to call them and get a little technical support, they told me that was not anything that would have to be a manufacturer service level maintenance. So I boxed it up.
Yeah, of course, for that fire control module.
Right.
Oh, sure, man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even attempt to, and I'll tell you this, bro. I went to the SIG 320 Armors course. Now, this was back before they actually started, you know, calling it a module, so to speak.
Right.
But the trigger control group in the SIG 320 is pretty complex for me.
Well,
it may not be for some folks, but I don't, you know, and I've got a mechanical background, and I was even kind of like, whoa.
Well, with me, I was just thinking, let's spray it with some brake free or something, and maybe it would work its way loose, but it never did. I took it to the range to film it and to try it out with the new, Icarus Precision lower grip on it, which makes it takes the gun to a whole other level. It is so shootable and so pointable, and it's just so much better.
Yeah, but you said earlier you were going to put it away.
Well, that one is at SIG.
Or something like that? I misunderstood.
I'm not going to get rid of it, right? I'm going to wait till it comes back. I'm going to see how it shoots, and we're going to go from there. However, now in my day-to-day driver equation, I have embraced the fact that I'm probably going to start trying to steer around with the Combat Master that's based on the Glock G45 frame that I have. That I concur with you, that is the best Glock frame made. It's just a
G17 frame.
Well, it's a G17 frame, but I mean, coupled with the, you know, would it be safe to
call it? With a 19 upper.
Right.
It has a 19 top end.
Would it be safe to call it the civilian version of the 19X?
That's exactly what it is.
Okay. What makes the 19X a military gun, just out of curiosity, before I go any further? I'm very curious about that. Do you know?
What makes the 19X a military gun?
So if the 45 is the civilian version, right?
Right.
What makes the 19X a military application type?
Well, you got to rewind and think in terms of the G19 coming first.
Right.
And it was the coupling of the G17 prime with a 19 top end was what the military wanted. Hence the 19X. And then in respect to the feedback on the 19X and the success of the 19X, they melded it into the G45, which was a very cool thing to do.
Yeah. I just like that form factor, though. I was just wondering what about that particular configuration with the 19X where they made it extra long, which I know that was a precursor to the G45. I just, when I look at them, besides the paint job on the 19X, were they going to put a grip mounted safety on that thing or something?
I believe that was in the works for the mill contract, but you know, the way that played out, it was like, why do it?
Okay.
I mean, what I understood about the pistol trials was, push come to shove, Glock was kind of like, well, you know, it would be more trouble than it's worth to actually secure the contract. I mean, look at the global success of Glock. I mean, I could kind of, see the analogy of, the military contract for Glock being a burr under the saddle of a good horse.
Why you think that would be? Well, I know one thing. I know they've got most of law enforcement. They probably still have most of law enforcement. But see, Glock, wasn't that already being adopted by the military without it being?
Well, they were purchased in large number.
Yeah,
they were purchased in large numbers. And they exist in the special operations realm. But as the regular army is concerned, no. Don't have access.
Right. But I mean, and, I've heard certain, special operations guys talking about how all these guys are buying these Glock 19s. And now, if it was up to him, everybody would have Glock 45s. So, I mean, obviously, I've made a fairly decent choice of the platform to do. But, yeah, I'm going to be getting out here, and I have a few things to overcome. But I know in the next segment that you want to do a little cracking on me, and that's perfectly okay. I want to hear what you have to say because I...
Well, it was based, it was based on something you said. Well, I'm not going to beat you up too bad.
Well, that'll be okay. If you do, I am a, if nothing else, I am someone who is willing to listen to someone who knows more than I do about any particular subject that we might be talking about. So I know that you know, and I want to hear what you got to say. We're coming up on the first break. And for those of you interested in Super Dave and what he's got going on, he's about to take off and go do a gig right here in just a few days. You can find out about this kind of stuff by going to combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington as I, as I make my admissions on the air about once again swinging back in a certain way. I do this. I've done this more than once, Dave. I've gone from
what?
Glock to SIG and then back to Glock, then back to SIG. And now I don't know that I'm totally with the SIG that I have at SIG right now with this new frame on it. I'm not right. Done with that gun, but every other SIG that I had in the house is gone now because they were all expendable anyway. I have right. Some guns that are always expendable, and I have some I'm never going to sell. So having said that, one of the ones I'm never going to sell is my Combat Master that is built off of the G45 frame, which is going to be the thing I'm going to be pushing around as a daily driver. Although in the mix is the Staccato C2, but that's just, I shoot it well. It's not a matter of me getting out there and making it work, which some people will probably say, well, if that's the case, why do you have to get out of here and work with this Glock? But I know you want to do a little cracking on me, so please have at it.
Okay, check this out, man. It was in reference to your martial arts training, you had stated, and correct me if I misunderstood.
Yeah.
But you had stated that you needed the instructor's critique. You needed the support of the observation and critique as you performed task X, right?
Right.
Did I get that right?
Let me clarify just a little bit. If task X is to kick and hit a target, yay high, yay low, whatever, with certain speed or a certain angle. And
yeah, it can be whatever it is.
Yeah. And I do it. If he affirms that, that's great. But what I need somebody for is to get out there because I might start getting lazy, and that kick that was working so well earlier that I got affirmed, it might be one of those things where I start getting bad and developing bad habits.
Okay, so dig this. I'll focus on what you said right here, right now.
Yeah.
You need someone else to observe what you've got going on.
Right.
In the event you get lazy, which I have to remind you, you allow yourself to do that. It's a choice.
Right.
So you're relying on someone else to keep you on task, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so dig this. I'm not more concerned with teaching you the actual biomechanics and physical actions of the kick itself as much as I am focused on you learning how to develop your level of discipline and focus so you can pay attention to what you're doing while you're doing it. And you, even to the extent of self-correction during execution.
Right.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
So dig this. If I can do that and get you to shift your perspective on how you're actually training, that's the key right there, man. Your level of mental discipline and level of self-awareness in respect to what you are capable of performing within a given time frame is critical. But it's a learned thing. You have to learn how to do it. That's the only way you're going to get better.
Right.
Do you follow me?
Yes, I have seen.
Now, I perfectly agree, an entry-level person, even intermediate level, an advanced-level person, there's always someone going to be of a higher caliber, higher level of experience, higher level of understanding. And the goal is to, seek those people out or find those people and take what they have to give, but then make it your own. Right? How does it apply?
Right.
It may apply, it may not apply. There's a bunch of different types of shooting to begin with. And I've done my best to try to understand the majority of them, but I've also pirated from each different type and style of shooting to help myself better understand how to solve, shooting problems in real time. Whether it's a strict marksmanship exercise or, a combat firing exercise, it doesn't matter. There's all kinds of shooting that takes place at any point in time. How prepared are you to solve the problem that's presented? You see what I mean?
I do.
You can only be as prepared because the only way you're going to be ahead of the power curve or on the power curve is to solve that problem in real time. and your understanding of real time and your reflexes and your ability to respond and think at an accelerated pace, you know, it's a learned thing. And how you approach training on every level ultimately influences your ability to perform and perform at whatever standard you're measuring yourself by.
Right. Right. But see, here's the thing. I know how to shoot. Okay. I'll make that admission. I know how to shoot. I don't get a lot of practice at it. And when I, because of this job, I'm not like you to where my job is shooting and teaching shooting. So,
right.
But I do know how to shoot. I might be a semi-advanced student of shooting. So having said that, when I go somewhere and I'm shooting and I'm doing something and I know I'm capable of doing it and it's just not working that particular day, or maybe it's because I haven't had, you know, I went to Steve Fisher's Red Dot Sight class and I had not been to a range in a month.
Right.
And I had two very nice guns with red dots on them. I had a CZ P10F and I had a Staccato P. And I should have been like the superlative, but I was not. I was having a little trouble with it in the beginning. It was hot. I was in the middle of developing this heat injury, which that was fun. But it wasn't until after I had the heat injury and got rehydrated that I was actually able to function. But before right. that, even though I was having physical things going on, I also had some mental things going on. So for me, it's a little bit where I'm looking and I'm watching something happen and I know the mechanics of it. And I'm trying to put those into play in the rust shows and all this other stuff. And that sort of frustrates me. But I have learned since that class how to not get so emotionally invested in that. But we're coming up on the next break. So you can give me your thoughts on some things when we get back. Super Dave, of course, is Super Dave Harrington. You can find him on Instagram at @SDave_Harrington, on Facebook as Dave Harrington or Super Dave Harrington, which depending on which way you want to look at him, professionally or personally, and also on YouTube at Super Dave Harrington. No codes needed to figure out where he is and how to find him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is touring damage from Hurricane Ian in southwest Florida. He took an aerial tour and saw the devastation left behind 1 week after the storm made landfall. Biden is also getting a briefing from top officials on the situation in the hurricane-ravaged area. Gas prices may start to spike after OPEC Plus nations announce they will be cutting production by 2 billion barrels of oil a day. Appearing on Fox News, Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls accuses the Biden administration of driving higher prices on gas.
The thing that's so frustrating, I think, to all of us, is that it right here under the ground in the United States of America, we have oil and cleaner gas than Russian gas or others ready to go.
This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. One thing, Dave, one thing about switching back to this Glock, though, I have this S-Dave rig already. I've got the perfect holster for it.
Dig it.
That's one thing I don't have to worry about. How much am I setting myself back when I do this? Or am I setting myself back?
By making the decision to focus on using one gun and getting good with it?
Yeah. Well, on making the decision...
That's about the best you can set yourself up for success.
Well, I mean, should I look at this last little thing where I found some things out? Should I look at that as a learning experience and say, okay, I got to go back home to the Glock platform, and that's what I got to do, and... hopefully not seem to, schizophrenic over it. I mean,
it's really not that big of a deal, man. And I'll give it to you from my perspective. And, back in the day before Glock really became dominant pistol that you see, I was prepared and I kept a battery of guns, to specifically shoot what the body of the students was shooting. Now, granted, that is extremely hard to do with an open enrollment program, but I'm talking about working with military organizations or law enforcement organizations. You know, you want to perform with what they have the years.
Right.
And you should be operating at a level in which you can seamlessly move from one pistol type to another and still deliver solid performance across the spectrum. Right?
Right.
And that's not as easy as I make it sound, but it was like a personal standard for me. So I put the time and the work in. No big deal. But I would hazard the guess that you're acting a little schizophrenic over this decision because, again, you've been spoiled rotten. You know, you've had access to, you know, all types of high-end guns and gear and this, that, and the other thing over there. And you've been inundated. And, it, yeah, I can see why the confusion in your mind exists.
Right.
But, you know, you're doing the best thing for yourself by shuttling down and focus on becoming the man with one gun.
Right.
Yeah, they say beware of the man with one gun. And the reason is because the man with one gun knows how to use it.
He's not confusing himself all the time because he only has one gun. I've known a few guys like that. I know one guy, the guy who owns the range here where I shoot. He shot the same Ruger P85 till it literally came apart. And I mean, you know, they call it a P85 because it came into existence in 1985. I don't know when he bought it, but when I got a hold of it, he had shot it so much the sights had come off yet again.
Wow.
He told me the sights had come off of it numerous times, but the last time the sights came off of it, he went and moved to another gun. So, anyhow, so now we go forward with the Glock G45, and we see what we see. The low left question. How often does that come up in your classes?
Never.
Never.
Mm-mm.
Any thoughts on it?
Don't do it. Low left is nothing but just crunching the trigger.
Well, now, correct me if I'm wrong on this.
Muscling the gun, gripping the gun, trying to fire the gun with your whole hand instead of stabilizing the pistol with part of your hand and conditioning your trigger finger to function independently in order to press the trigger clean straight to the rear.
Do you, with the adjustable straps that you can stick on there, or with the array of back straps, don't you stick one on there and cut it off and grind it down a little bit to sort of, is that you that does it?
Yeah, I do that to mimic the grip force adapter. I like the protection, from slide bite. I like the beaver tail protection it offers.
Right.
But I do not like the palm swell portion of the back straps. It makes that, it aggravates the grip angle.
Right.
So, it's no big deal. I take a medium back strap that comes with a gun, and I trim it, and now it's much shorter than a grip force adapter. But that is a modification specifically for me, how I like the gun to fit my hand.
Yeah, but that sort of straightens the grip angle out, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's another primary benefit to doing it. It kind of cams the gun in your hand a little bit.
Well, I mean, that's right where the web of, between your thumb and your forefinger is hitting it anyway, right? That's where you're sticking it?
Correct.
See, the Combat Master's shaved down, so that sort of takes away some of that grip angle. I wonder if I were to take one of those back straps and stick it on there and trim it down a little bit, if that would do even more. I might try that. That's one thing I've never tried. And now I can adjust my grip and hit with a Glock all I want, but when I'm adjusting my grip, and this is based upon what a USPSA Grandmaster told me to do after he downloaded video of me, he told me to take and grip and press more with the heel of my palm than with the upper part of my hand, although to position it in the same place. Now,
I didn't understand a word you just said.
Which part? So
rewind, man. Now, what type of pistol were you using?
Glock.
Okay.
I'm putting more pressure on the gun. I'm actually where I'm gripping the gun. I'm actually having more muscle pressure pushing towards the base near the magwell than I am. Now, my hand is still up on the beaver tail high.
Right.
But instead of pressing in with that part of my hand, I'm now pressing down. And when I do that, I'm stacking shots, center mass. The problem with that is that that is not a natural position for me to grab the gun. So I think now, and I, this just came to me because I remember you saying something about this before, but I just remembered you talking about how you would take those back straps and stick it on there and cut it off and then sort of blend it in.
Right.
And I wonder if I were to do that, if that would alleviate a lot of the problems. If I brought it down, yay, say about just past where that pin is a little bit, that probably worked very well. So,
well, I'll send you, I'll text you a pic of mine.
Okay. That's something I haven't.
And I'll show you what works for me.
Now, I will tell you this. If the Glock worked for me, if I could hit where I can shoot the Glock with a regular standard Glock trigger.
Right.
Like nobody's business. I look really good when I'm shooting the Glock until you go look at my target. And then it's like, well, were you aiming there? Because it's a really good group right there, but it's not center mass.
Okay.
But if I can adjust that center mass, and if I can adjust that due to the grip angle, because that's what it's all about with me is grip angle. If I make that grip angle a little more straight, then I might be cooking with gas. This is some good stuff. Hang on for me, if you will. Hang on one more time for me. Talking to Super Dave, he's coaching me through my my questions and my thought patterns as we go here, as I once again make another move in my ever-changing musical chairs, change guns like socks lifestyle. And you can find him at combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health, as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you haven't been listening, you missed it. Dave put me in a breakthrough moment. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. I'm curious, in the run-up to this hurricane coming on ashore where you live, and on the day that it is happening, I presume that you guys, nobody really knows where that's going to go until it gets past you. And then once it's past you, that's when you say, okay, I was okay. Is that the way that works?
Right. For a while there, it looked like, it was going to hit us dead head on. And there's always concern. When you're dealing with something, that size and power.
Right.
But the deal is, we dodged a bullet. We got lucky. And the storm turned and it wound, it's gotta be somebody. I hate it was Fort Myers, but right. It's gotta be somebody.
Right.
And I'm glad it was them instead of us, but man, stressful event.
Now,
significant emotional event for right. A lot of people.
Now for you, right? For you, where, combat preparedness is disaster preparedness. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So when something like that is coming ashore, in addition to your deflector shields, does the thought occur to you that we might get wrecked? And if we get wrecked, then some people might try to be breaking in on me, the haves and have not kind of thing. Is that something you start to do you flip a switch and sort of turn that on half speed just in case when that when you're facing that sort of a situation?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, prepared on all levels.
Right. Now, what does that look like for you? Does that mean you've got a rifle and a bag ready to go, or a backpack and a chest rig? What is that looking like when Super Dave says?
Yeah, basic kit would be an integrated weapons setup, rifle caliber carbine supported by a pistol.
Right.
And adequate ammunition loadout, but being, here in my home with nowhere to go, you kind of set up the interior, and I'm obviously not going to get into any detail, but, kind of adopt an Alamo attitude. Here you are, man. This is it.
Do you have a box somewhere in the house? Do you have a box made out of sandbags or something in the house?
Dude, what did I say, man? I don't want to divulge what I've got going on here.
I get what I understand what you're saying. I was just I live in a.
But I mean, having a safe area.
Yeah,
I certainly agree with having a safe area in your home. Absolutely. And, reinforced for small arms fire, blah, blah, blah. But remember, above all else, when you're developing your home security plan, remember you don't want to go to the extent that you can't get out.
Right.
Got to leave yourself an out. or two, maybe.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But
plan A, plan B.
Exactly. Yeah, you want to be prepared on all levels.
Well, the only reason I was asking that is a couple of times, like during the height of the Antifa riots and the BLM riots, I didn't know where they were going to go. And the conventional wisdom was they wanted to go into the suburbs, which I live in a suburb. And I don't live in a state where it would be actually a smart thing to get out here and do too much rioting.
Right.
But then again, they're crazy, and I don't know what, I don't know how they, if they would be like, what, oh, look, what a virginal place for us to come and riot now. Let's go ahead and do this. And I made a safe place, and I mean, it was very near on the bottom level of the house, because on the upper level of the house, being in the upper level of the house means I have nowhere to go.
Right.
Being on the ground level means I have somewhere to go if I have to. And I had somewhere to go, and I had planned to go somewhere, but, I started making plans for that, and I've never been in a weather event to where it's been one of those things where you have to go, uh-oh, I better prepare for this. The other closest part of it was the pandemic part of it. In the beginning, when I thought that there was going to be a transportation breakdown, and then,
right,
as you call them, the haves and have-nots.
Right.
I was making plans then, too. But those things were things that were just out there that I was seeing on the news and other places, and I knew what the chances of that actually happening here was going to be, versus having a hurricane bearing down. Now, in Florida, whenever you guys have hurricanes there, because it's the gunshine state, historically, as long as you've been there and been paying attention to any of this, do you get a lot of looting there?
Not at all.
A lot of marauding, a lot of pillaging?
No.
Yeah?
It's, people understand, Floridians understand, what the deal is. And we don't have in Florida, if I'm walking on a limb here, I'm not speaking for everybody in Florida, but I guess the majority of Floridians exercise their Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, you guys got,
and
a lot
it's pretty
of
much understood and known. Criminals understand they're at risk. They're putting themselves at risk. Absolutely. If you want to be a criminal, don't be surprised when criminal stuff happens to you.
Yeah. Conversely, and I remember the storm that hit in the in New York City. And even though there were marauding bands that were home invading door to door, and the people there were trying to defend themselves with trash can lids and ball bats.
Wow.
And finally, once they got out of Manhattan and got into, New York State as a state is actually a pretty big gun state. And when they got into New Jersey, there are guns in New Jersey. There just aren't any permits. But they were hanging, right, they were hanging signs in the New Jersey suburbs. We are armed, and if you come in here, we will kill you. So the suburbs became little enclaves, little villages unto themselves, and they became a little co-op. What are you? I don't have any food, but I do have guns and ammo, so I will protect you for a couple of your MREs. That kind of thing.
Right.
It worked. It worked well, but it doesn't work out well where they aren't allowed to do that like in New York City. But in the Gunshine State, I would think that was a totally different dynamic there. Totally different dynamic. Well, here's what I would appreciate if you would do. If you will take a picture of one of your guns that you already have set up with one of those back straps, I ought to have some of those.
Oh, sure.
I ought to have a few of those laying around here somewhere. I've had enough Glocks come in. I always take those out because they're always in the way of the box. I actually threw a stack of them away the other day. And if you have one, I'm going to take and look at that. And I already know what I'm going to try to do. And that will probably help. And that you might have solved the issue on the radio, Dave.
That's how it works, man.
Well, I mean, the next time.
You never know.
When you go to Tennessee, you should get out there and go and look out in front of the class and go, I am a gunfighter, and I am a humble man. But just to give you an idea of how good I am as a teacher. I solved an idiot's problem on the radio the other day. Now he can shoot without looking foolish.
Well, you haven't proved that yet.
Yeah, but I bet I'll be able to. That'll completely realign the whole lineup. That for me, that'll do some things, because that's the only reason I liked the SIG was because of the grip angle.
Right.
That's why I'm so successful with a 2011, because of the grip angle. That's why when I got this SIG Icarus Precision lower, which is identical to a 2011-1911 grip angle, I was hitting with that. It's just that it was having a few mechanical problems. If I can get that, mimic that, and straighten that angle out in that dip, because that's really, they've already shaved the grip down enough to where there's no hump there anymore, and there's no swell on the back of the grip. So if I can just level that out just a little bit, I will be good to go. And with that, we're about to run out of time. So thank you very much. This is quite instructive for me, Super Dave. Find Super
Dave
at combatspeed.com, at Super Dave Harrington on YouTube, at Super Dave Harrington on Facebook, and at Dave Harrington on Facebook, and on Instagram at sdave_Harrington. And good, safe travels on this gig coming up, and give my regards to Camden.
Absolutely, man. We'll do it. Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.